December 29, 1923. One who lives in the divine will is bound to Jesus with eternal bonds, and must let none of his works and creatures escape her, to be able to give him return of love for everything and for everyone. I was praying, when I found myself outside of myself in a place where a crucifix was laying on the ground. I placed myself close to it, to adore and kiss his most holy wounds, but as I was doing so, the crucifix came alive. He unnailed his hands from the cross, and clung to my neck, squeezing me very tightly. Fearing that it might not be Jesus, I tried to free myself from those grasps, and Jesus, my daughter, why do you want to run away from me? How is it, do you want to leave me? Don't you know that between me and you there is an eternal bond that binds us together, and that neither you nor I can detach ourselves, since what is eternal enters into me and becomes inseparable from me? All the acts we have done together in my will are eternal acts, just as eternal is my will. Therefore, you have something of your own in me, and I have of my own in you. An eternal vein flows in you, which renders us inseparable. And the more you continue and multiply your acts in my will, the more you take part in that which is eternal. So, where do you want to go? I was waiting for you to come, to relieve me and free me from this place into which human perfidy has thrown me, and with hidden sins and secret evils, has barbarously crucified me. This is why I clung to you, that you might free me and take me with you. I squeezed him to myself, I kissed him, and found myself with him in my little room. I could see, between me and Jesus, that my interior was centered in him, and that his was centered in me. Afterwards, I received Holy Communion, and according to my usual way, I was calling all created things, placing them around Jesus, so that all might surround him like a crown and give the return of love and of homage to their Creator. They all ran at my call, and I could see in clear notes all the love of my Jesus for me, in all created things. Jesus waited in my heart, with great tenderness of love, for the return of so much love. And I, flying over all and embracing all, brought myself to the feet of Jesus, and said, My love, my Jesus, you have created everything for me, and gave it to me as a gift. Therefore everything is mine, and I give it to you to love you. So I say to you, I love you in every drop of light of the sun. I love you in the flickering of the stars. I love you in every drop of water. Your will allows me to see your I love you for me even in the depths of the ocean, and I impress my I love you for you in every fish that darts in the sea. I want to impress my I love you in the flight of every bird. I love you everywhere, my love. I want to impress my I love you on the wings of the wind, in the moving of the leaves, in every spark of fire. I love you for myself and for all. The whole creation was with me saying, I love you, but when I wanted to embrace all human generations in the eternal volition, to make all prostrate before Jesus, so that all might fulfill their duty of saying, I love you, Jesus, in each one of their acts, words and thoughts, they escaped me, and I got lost and didn't know how to do it. I said this to Jesus, and he, yet, my daughter, the living in my will is exactly this, to bring the whole of creation before me, and in the name of all, give me the return of their duties. No one must escape you, otherwise my will would find voids in creation, and would not be satisfied. But do you know why you do not find all, and many escape you? It is the power of free will. However, I want to teach you a secret, where to find them all. Enter into my humanity and you will find all of their acts as though held in custody. For these I took on the commitment to satisfy before my celestial Father on their behalf. Go and follow all my acts, which were the acts of all. In this way you will find everything, and you will give me return of love for everyone and for everything. Everything is in me. Since I did everything for all, in me is the deposit of all. I render to the Divine Father the duty of love for all, and whoever wants it, can use it as way and means to ascend to heaven. I entered into Jesus, and I easily found everything and everyone. And following the works of Jesus, I said, I love you in every thought of creature. I love you in the flight of every gaze. I love you in the sound of every word. I love you in every heartbeat, breath and affection. I love you in every drop of blood, in every work and step. But who can tell all that I did and said? Many things one is not able to say. Even more, what one says, is said very badly, compared to the way it is said when one is together with Jesus. So, saying, I love you, I found myself inside myself.